Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And thanks for subscribing to the bookstore blog. So Many Versions is the book we're going through by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Specht. Okay, two scholars who do not believe any translation is true because any translation will do. And we're on page 74, which has a lot of comparisons, corrections, updates, things that really don't matter. But if you're into the new translations, you don't have a Bible, so why would you care about the words, right? So in Matthew 23:24, in the 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words without error, not one error is in it. It is God's perfectly preserved words, okay? That's the 1769 King James Bible, okay? It says, Matthew 23:24, "Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." Now, the Phillips translation is the current translation that we're going through, which they said is, it has a lack of faithfulness to the text. But they don't tell you what text. I'm going to tell you it's to the Sinaiticus Vaticanus, okay? It is to the Alexandrian text. It is based on 45 manuscripts, if you're lucky, versus the 1769 King James Bible out of Antioch, which compares over 5,210 manuscripts. Okay, but who cares, right? Any translation will do, because no translation's true. So, for the word gnat in the Phillips translation, they use mosquito. Is that the same? It seems to take away from the comparison, is what they say. And then they go to say, in Matthew 25:30, it says, in your 1769 King James Bible, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is what they have in the Phillips, where he can weep and wail over his stupidity. How's that? "Where there will be tears and bitter regret." And they say it's too interpretive and loses the force of gnashing their teeth. Then they go to the Aramaic, Talitha Kumi and Ephratha become an Aramaic, followed by the translation of Mark 5:41 and Mark 7:34. "Utterly astounded" is not the same as Phillips. "Scared out of their wits," Mark 6:51. So let's see what it says in the 1769 King James Bible. Mark 5:41. I mean, when they start throwing around Aramaic and Greek, and you know they're not Bible believers, right? Because they're going to other sources. They're not believing the words on the page. So that should be your first clue. And this is what it says in Mark 5:41. "And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi," which is being interpreted, "damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And what do they say about it? "Utterly astounded." Okay? Rather than what the King James Bible uses, the 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words, Talitha kumi. How about that? There's your Aramaic, right? And when you look at definition of that, which the King James Bible gives you definition, right? It says, interpreted, "damsel, I say unto thee, arise." So when you go into it and you look at, let's look at the Strong's Open English Strong's Index for Kumi of Chaldee origin. How about that? And what about Talitha? No results in the Strong's and they say that the Phillips says it's utterly astounded. And then let's look at Mark 7:34. And that's where they have the word. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, I want to see how you pronounce this. And this is going a little longer than usual, but a path, a Chaldean origin to be opened. Okay? That's the definition. And what does the King James Bible, which has a built-in dictionary, say? That is, be opened. So why would you go to the Aramaic when the King James Bible has the definition right in the verse? I'll tell you why. Because they're not Bible believers. They don't believe the words on the text. And then the last one, Mark 6:51. Let's go to the Aramaic instead of believing the definition that's right on the page. That's what they train people to do. That's what the devil trains you to do. He trains you to go to other sources so you don't believe your Bible. And Mark 6:51. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. And the Phillips has, utterly astounded is not the same as Phillips, scared out of their wits. Scared out of their wits. Mark 6:51. That doesn't even come close. Let me say it again. And he went up into them, into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. Scared out of their wits? They were amazed. Do you see how different the text is? They got someone scared out of their wits when in reality and the truth is that they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. See you here next week.